Kof Gimel Mao Cheshvan, Thursday the 24th of November, Dayan David Semiatitsky. Halachic implications of banking regarding inheritance and partnerships.
We'll discuss a shayla that I was asked recently. Yidua, the Nazi Yimach Shemom, besides making a big chuvan in Europe by killing the people, they were also mashmit people's rechush. They took away people's assets, people's bank accounts. And letztens is they're trying to do a little tshuva by giving back money and v'chulu. So the shayla was asked by a person that was told that you could get back money that his relatives had left in a bank account, and there's a way of getting money back by applying, and the bank obviously makes some research if he's stuck Herod or Yoyrish, and he go and answer that he's allowed to get 700,000 euros to share between him and a few mishpocha that applied for the same money. So shayla was, if he's mechuyev to take that money and split it between all that person's yoshim, we could speak about a few hundred people, getting a hold of them, calling them up, and splitting the money, or the money was given to him in another few yoshim, so he's not mechuyev to do that. That was the shayla. And Yerei Shemayim, he wants to know the emes, no one knows he got the money, he wants to know what to do. So like this, before we go into the halachic issues in this case, we've got to know what a bank account is. There are people that say their bank account is like a shoymer. You put money in the bank, and whenever you need the money, you put in your credit card, you write a check, you go to the bank, you withdraw money. You could say a bank account is like a shoymer. You put money in the bank, and the bank is a shoymer in their money. Shoymer socher, because if my bank, the bank can have use of it. Or, and the mice that people call that way, you say, I deposit money in the bank, I've got money in the bank, you can call it a shoymer. There's another tzad to say that a bank account is not a shoymer, a bank account is a halvor. You put money in the bank, the money you put in the bank never comes back to you, it's not the same money. There's always different money. The definition between a shoymer and a loive is that a shoymer is a shoymer in the etzem chayfet. You give someone a pen, you lend someone a car, you got to get back the same car. However, by money, when you give someone money and he's using it, the money you gave him never comes back to you. It's different money. No, there's a choyv on the balabais, on the loive, that because you lend the money, he's got to give you back the money. But the money you gave him is his. He can do whatever he wants with it. He can use it, he can chuck it in the bin, whatever he wants. There is a definition between halvor and shmira.
How can you say shmira bechlam? He's not looking after this money, he's using it.
You're right. The past is, that's what I want to say. People think that a bank account is a shoymer, but it's wrong. The MS is that a bank account is a loive. You give money into the bank, put money in the bank, and the bank gives you back different money, and there's a postal form. So now that we made this clear that a bank is a alvo and not a shoymer, there's many, many nafkiminis that come out from that. The first nafkiminis that came up to my mind is Prusbul. Not everyone knows that Shmita, and it's in Chutzos as well, you've got to make a Prusbul. But not everyone knows that when he's got money in a bank account in the Eretz Yisrael, not in England because we're talking about Goyish banks, but if you've got money in a bank in the Eretz Yisrael, the bank is a loive. And in order to take the money back after Shmita, it's by writing a Prusbul, because otherwise you can't take the money back. The bank is a loive. So if you've got money in a bank account in the Eretz Yisrael, you've got to make a Prusbul. That's one nafkamina. Second nafkamina is a similar case that happened 70 years ago. There was an almona that her husband was nifta, and they did not have any kids. And the bank, after she was nifta, gave all the money that was in the bank to her, because that's the law. Ha'isha zira shet bailo, mashayin ke bedin teure. So she asked Reb Shloimeh Haiman, she sent him a letter, she wants to know, she got the money, and she wants to know if she's allowed to take the money, because the money is not hers. They are Yorshim, he had nephews, and the money goes to the Yorshim. So she asked Reb Shloimeh Haiman the Shaila. Reb Shloimeh Haiman told her that she's allowed to take the money for a few reasons. The first reason he said, Reb Shloimeh Haiman, is as follows. A bank account is alvor, like what we said. It's not a pikodon. The money the husband has given to the bank is long time gone, and the bank has used the money. Now the bank has a choiv. He has a choiv for the husband. Now, al pi Torah, the Yerusha is that the Yerushim own the money. But if the bank gives her back the money, by accepting their money, she's not taking anything away from the Yerushim, because the money the bank is giving to her is not the Yerushim's money. If someone would have put in a piece of jewelry into the bank to look after for him, and then he's nifter, so that chefetz, that actual piece of jewelry belongs to the Yerushim, and no one can take it besides the real Yerushim. However, if we're talking about money, the money the bank is giving back to the Isha is not money that belongs to the Yerushim. There's a choiv on the bank. They have to give back money to the nifter, and they think by giving it back to her, they're doing a priyas choiv. They're returning the money to the yoshim. But that's a toast from the bank al pi Torah. So with her taking their money, she's not taking anything away from the yoshim.
It's a toast.
It's a toast from the goy that he thinks that by giving back the money to her, he's giving back his choiv. But that's a toast that the bank has. She, by taking their money, is not taking anything away, because the money the bank is giving back to her is not money that's owned by the Yerushim. The bank still has a choiv al pi Torah to the Yerushim. Say that. So that's a choiv the bank has to the Yerushim. That's not my business.
So she needs to give it back because of the Torah?
No. The Torah is akum. What can we do? If al pi Torah, you come to the bank and say, listen, you gave money back to the not the right person. That's a mistake. But the money these people take, this Isha is taking, is not money that the Yerushim ever buy this on. If it would be a chayfetz, if someone has left a chayfetz, the chayfetz belongs to the Yerushim. And that's why Reb Shloimeh Haiman told the FLP Teure, the Yerushim are entitled to get, they still have the right to get their money. You could take their money because money is alvor, and the fact that the bank made her toast, that's not your business. That's a shtickle similar case to this. Another nafkimina. We're talking about Yerusha's Pchoyer. Everyone knows a Pchoyer no yitl pishnayim. Someone is nifter and he leaves a few sons and he's got one son as a Pchoyer. You split the Nechosim into, you know, he's got six kids, you split the Nechosim into seven and the Pchoyer takes two equal parts. However, by Roy, the halacha from Pchoyer no yitl pishnayim, they take the pishnayim only by things that the father had left. B'shas Mise, and the things are be'en, they're here. Like Sforim, money, assets, money that he left as, that he lent out to people, and people owe him the money, that's called roi. That's not money, he's got now, he's got shibud by people, people owe him money. Choyer does not take pishnaim on roi. And a lot of people don't know that, because I had lessons the case, someone wrote a will, and he told me he wants to write a will, and he wants to do, you know, he's got a few sons, and doesn't really care if will is not so always gotten out of Pitoira, because his poyer is going to get Pishnaim, and that's it. So I asked him, what or why his assets that he wants to give away? So he said, most of his money is in a bank account. So I told him, listen here, if you want your poyer to get Pishnaim, you're going to make a proper tzavor on the money, because that money is rowi. It's no money that you have. And if you want the poyer to get Pishnaim on there, you're going to write proper will. But that's
Roi.
Roi means that the money is not here.
What does it mean?
Roi means the money is expected to come to you, but it's not money by you now. So mainly you have to know that because of that, you're going to write a proper will. There's another side. How do you write a will on a bank account? Usually when people write wills, the idea from a will is that because a person has no bailiff on his nechosim, on his assets, lachamisa, and al pi din, there's a part of Yerusha. Someone dies, his money goes automatically to his yoshim. If he's got sons, only to his sons. If he's got daughters, to his daughters. If he hasn't got kids, Le'aleinu, it goes to nephews, v'chulu v'chulu. So, someone wants to make a chalukah, he wants to divide his money before his p'tire in order to the money to go to people he wants to. You make a tzavo mechayim. The idea of a tzavo is they make a kinyan whilst you're alive on your nechosim, and that's binding la'acha mise, because the kinyan was chal before the mise. However, by a bank account, if someone has a bank account, he's got money that's owed to him. How does someone makne give away money that's owed to me? So in Chazal we're attacking, there's a kinyan of Maim Ashloston. We're not going to go into that. And there is, you can make a shtar eschayves, but if someone wants to make a kinyan of bank account, it's very, very difficult. So if someone wants to make a kinyan on a machayim, on a bank, you have to know what to do. I'm just being in my musga. Write a will on a bank account is a thing you have to know what to do, and there's ways of doing it. So that's another nafkimina. If someone has money in his bank account and he wants to give away mechayim, it's a choiv, and you have to know what to do. That's another nafkimina. So we spoke about choir, we spoke about prusbul, we spoke about giving it away mechayim. Now, if we come to this maskona, their bank is a halvo, a no shmira. So, going back to our case, the person that was had money in a German bank account before the war, he had no money, visible money that he owned. The bank had a choif to him. Now, if the bank had a choif to him, and the bank thinks that by giving away to these people that were applied to get their money back, their money that they get, it's not, like what we said before, it's not money that the Yorshim own, because that wasn't owned by the Yorsh, by the person that was Nifter. The money was a choiv that the bank had, and the bank thinks by returning it to these few Yorshim, they were Mekayim, I don't know if they're not doing it to be Mekayim, this is by choiv, but Al-Pi Dineinu, they are still Ganovim, they still owe their money to these people, the money was taken away from them. But you, as a person that received the money, can take the money because you are not taking anything away from these yoshim, because the money is not owned by them, because it's a choiv that we said the bank has. And if the bank thinks that by returning the money back to you, he's giving back the money that's his toast, and you're allowed to take the money, and who you do not have to split this money with the other yoshim.
You don't understand.
So that's the same story by Rav Shlomo Heiman. We know that the bank is not going to give him money again to all the yoshim from the man. And Rav Shlomo Heiman told her that the fact that the bank made a mistake, that's not your business. What do you mean they lose out? They have a claim against the bank. We say that, but you are not taking money. The fact that the bank is making a mistake and giving money that's not owned, they're giving back their money. It's the bank's money. They're taking their money and giving it to you, and they think that by giving it back to you, so it's a tozakum. What can we do? I'm not taking anything away from the other yoshim. They still, their claim against the bank is still around. It's still kaya.
Sorry, I didn't understand. A chov which is due to the nifta.
Yeah.
The yoshim don't inherit the chov?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yes. But if the baal chov makes a mistake and he thinks that by giving back the money to his wife, he's mekayim es chov, yeah? Am I taking anything away from the yoshim? So you've got to come to the baal chov and say, listen here, you gave money to the isha, you made a toast. I'm the Yerush.
That's Tosakum. You're being
Matzah. Yeah. If it's a Yid, you're right. I'm talking about German bank accounts. Yeah, you're right. You've got to make an exception. About if we're talking about Yiddish bank account, that's the toast from the bank, and that's going to be Gzele, because you're taking someone you don't own. But Akum, it's a toast. Akum, yeah, you're right. And Memele, you're allowed to take the money because it's a toast from the bank. You are not taking. Gezel is when you take someone there.
Okay. Making the claim, aren't you being mutter that?
No, because the bank advertises that whoever is a yoyrus from this person can apply to get the money. I did that. We are another few blamers, and we got the money. I'm not mutter akum by saying I'm the only one. I'm saying I'm a yoyrus. And the bank gives it to me. So if the bank can make an exception.
You're lying too.
What?
You're lying.
No, lying, you are a Yoyrish. He is a Yoyrish. The fact that there's more Yoshin, you are not taking it away from her. That's one. Again, I'm not.
You're not a Yoyrish in everything. Here you're getting everything.
But if the bank gives me everything, it's a Totozakum. That is One of the svaros, you could say that a person does not have to give back the money split by all the yoshim. That's one tzad. Another tzad is the Ramon and Simon Kuf Samach Gimel brings a maise. It's written in the Ma'arik. Saman Asar years ago took loans from all the Yidden in his Kehila, and he told them that the way he's going to give it back to them is by reducting their taxes, yearly taxes. And then he decided, he took their money, and I'm not giving it back to them. A year, two, or three, the Oilam accepted the Gzeira. The Oilam was Messiah for the money. Years later, his son got elected to be a son, and he decided he's going to be a nice guy. He told everyone, whoever gave the money to my father is entitled to get back the money. Meanwhile, people were Yoyred Menichseir. So what he did is, he said, I've got, Naniach, £1 million, I'm giving a reduction to the community that gave me the money, I'm giving £1 million reduction. Now, there are people that, after these few years, were Yoyred Menichseir, they did not have as much money they had before, and they did not have a choyv klapei the government to pay so much tax. So their taina was that there are people that are getting. What did this son say? He said, whoever, the money that my father got is going to go on reduction from this year. So people that had money this year had a tax-free reduction because of the money giving years ago. So the people that gave money years ago said, today we haven't got money and we don't need that reduction because we don't make as much money, income tax. But with the money we gave 10 years ago to the Tsar, and because of their money, you guys get a reduction, we want to get paid for that.
That money is gone.
Oh, but the Tsar was a Baal Choyv. He took money out now, they should give it back. So the Ma'arik said, Achidush. We find in Aveda, everyone knows, someone loses a Chayfetz. This is a parsha of years in the Torah. Person is Miyaj, he says, Vayna Chesavim Kis, you don't have to give it back. So the Ma'arik, if someone takes money as a loan, and doesn't give it back, and tells the person, listen, you owe me money, I'm never going to give it back to you. There are some cases people haven't got money, and the Baal Chof says, yeah, he's never going to give it back. He's Misyayesh. So the Ma'arik, if you could work on a chifet that's be'en, that I have a watch, I have a pen that I lost, and I say, Vayna Chesavim Kis, the person that finds it can take it, because it's a parsha of Miyush in the Torah, there's a Yush B'choyv as well. If someone has money by a loive, and he knows the loive is never going to give it back because he hasn't got, or he's a gavra alima, there are some people like that. Yush B'choyv helps, and al pi din, it's Miyush. Talking, that's what the Ma'arif says. The Chacham Tzvi argues and he says no. In the Yush, there's a parsha, the Gemara in Bo Metzia says that if a person picks up a chayfetz, that the Bailim was not Messiah yet once he picked it up. Naniach, I pick up something that the Bailim does not know he lost it. So the Gemara called it Be'isur Osel Yodi. When you pick it up, you have a Chiyuv HaShoveh, Yush is not going to help. Yush only helps if when you pick it up, the Bailim has been Yush already. So the Chacham Tzvi, when the people gave them money to the bank, they wanted the money back to the Tsar. So when is the Yush Chal? After the Tsar got it. Yush won't help. That's what the Chacham Tzvi argues with the Ma'arik. Memeida, we have a Machlokes from the Ma'arik. They hold the Yush B'choyv helps. And the Chacham Tzvi holds Yush B'choyv does not help. Says the Ktois, the whole idea from Yush, from B'Yisur Osel Yodi, that we say that when a person picks up a pen and he knows that the Balabai does not know yet that he lost it, you can't take it for yourself. It's only because when you pick it up, and the Balabais does not know yet, you become a Shoima Aveda, and you become a Shoima from the Balabais. And now, when you have that pen in your pocket, you are holding it for the Balabais. So if you're holding that pen for the Balabais, Yush will not help, because you are like a Shliach from the Balabais, and the Balabais has his pen by you. Yush cannot help if a person loses something in his house. You know what happens? You lose, and you look for it a month, two, and then you say, you know what, I'm never going to find it. Could someone come into your house and take the chayfetz? Definitely not. Because Yush only helps if it's Yotzom Yershusoy. But Avivai, the Shoimer Aveda, when he picked it up, is holding it for the Balabais because he's got a Chiyuv HaShoveh, Yush will not help. So the Ktois, you could be machalek between Halvo and Pikodin. If someone gives a Pikodin to someone, and he just tells him, I'm not giving it back to you, Yush will not help because the Shoimer it's become a shame from the Baal HaBayis, and you could not help on that. However, by halvo that these people gave to the Tsar, the money that the Tsar got from them, long time gone. So, there's only a choiv in the Tsar to give back money to the people that lend him the money. Their money is gone. So it's not shaykh to say that there's no use in there, because if the money would have been owned by these people, Yush could not help. The money that these people gave to the Tsar used. So there's only a choiv. On choiv, there's Yush. So that's what the Ktoi says, that in this case, the Kulei Alma, Yush is going to help. Let's go back to the bank account that we had before. People have put money in bank accounts, and the war broke out, and the banks decided, the Germans, they're not giving back any money. So if the people that had money in the bank accounts knew they are not getting back their money, so probably the poor people will be yash. And Mamele, according to the Ma'arik, and according to the Ktois, Yush on a bank account, on a halvor, can help. So Mamele, now that the bank decided to be nice and give the money back, Al Pidin, they don't have to do that. They got nothing. But Yush helped. And Yush on there makes it that if they want to give it back, I'm Ke'ilu Zoichim in a Hefke, because the bank has no Chiv. And Mamele, I do not have to split the money between the other Yoshim, because however, we have to make an exception. If people were nifter b'shas the war, not knowing that the Germans are not going to give the money back, because not everyone knew. So it could be, it goes into Yush Shaloi Midas. And Yush Shaloi Midas, Yush does not help. The Gemara says that Yush Shaloi Midas, if a person loses something and he doesn't know that he lost it, Yush will not help. So if we got to find out in this case, if there is a bank, if the people knew, either the people that had the money in the bank knew that they had money and they're not getting it back, they should be Miyayash. Or, talking about Yoshim, talking about second generation, third generation, people have to know that their relatives had a bank account, they're probably not going to get it back. And Mamele, they're Miyayash on there, and therefore, he could take the money and he doesn't have to spend it. So now we have two svaras why the people that got the money back from the bank account do not have to give back, do not have to split their money with the Yoshim. There's another Nekude regarding bank account, that's Fakert. You have to know, a lot of people make, today's generation is doing business with banks, it's not like it used to be. A lot of shutfas happen, and today if someone is a Schweizer, the interest rate in banks in Switzerland is very, very low. So there's a lot of deals between businessmen and alike, making a business deal with a Schweizer person. You tell the Schweizer person to take a loan on his name, he gets a very low interest rate, and between them they make a partnership. Yeah, the down payment, they will give him the money, and he gives it into the bank, and they have Schutzfest and the asset they buy. Now, we had a case a few weeks ago between a few Jungerite. They made this deal in Switzerland. These Jungerite live in London, and they have got a friend in Switzerland, and he's got the right to get a loan by the bank. And they made a shutfas between them. There was a shaila, and the part of the shutfas, how much everyone's chelik is. But I asked them a simple question. Do they have a heta iske between them? So they looked at me and they said, heta iske from what? We're talking about a Goyshe bank. What do we need that iske for? So I told them like this. When a person takes a loan from the bank, he's a loyver from the bank. The bank does not know of anyone else besides the person that took the loan in his name, and he is the loyver clapping the bank. Now, if you want to make a partnership between your friends, you can take the money you got from the bank and split it between your partners. But the money you give them is a postal loan. And if you make a shutfas with them, how do you make a shutfas? We're going to take this, we're going to rent it out, we're going to pay back monthly, yeah? So you pay back ribbis. You do pay back ribbis. 0.5%, 1%. Who pays back their money? The shutfim. How does that work? All the shutfim get their income, monthly income, and put away, give away for the bank a certain percentage. Their choyv to the bank is only his choyv. It's not a choyv that they have clapping the bank. Their choyv to give back their percent is klapei him. That means they go alone from him, and they're returning alone from him. If they will not make a heta iske, it says mamish ribis do iraise. We're going to say briefly what a heta iske is. Maram Rotem was metakin that if a person wants to lend someone money, al pi toire, we can't take money and be malve. It's a chiddush haTorah because we're talking about shovei kesef. A person's got a house, a car, any other item he could take and rent it out. Money, the Torah asked. So the many achroinim and rishonim discuss what is the difference between the money that I can't rent out and having a shovei kesef like a house or a car I could rent out. I'm not going to go into this, but money you can't rent out. However, if someone wants to make, he's got some cash and he wants to make some revach. So the idea of matter is that you give it to someone, then you make an agreement between you and him, that he takes the money, half of the money you give him is alvo, he's a loiven, half of the money is a pikodon, he's your shoimer, and he's mechuyev to take that money you give him and invest it in different things you don't even know. And he's mechuyev to make profit for you. And he will not be naman to say that he didn't make profit unless we make a certain shorah between us. If you'll give me 12% a year from the money I gave you as a pikodon, as a shoimer, to work for me, I will not have any schus taina against you. What did you do with the money? Did you lose it? Did you make? Give me 12% a year, and you don't have to give me more than that with the karen. If you don't give me back that 12% that I've got a claim against you, and you're going to make a shvur, but you're not never with the shvur, because we write in that iska that the person that accepts the money has no nemonis. No, I'll pay Adim, and you need Adim, but it's impossible to bring Adim to tell you that the money he gave him, he invested and lost it. It's impossible to bring Adim. So the idea of matter is that you give money to someone that is mechuyev to work for you, and we make a pshara between both of us. If you'll give me whatever percent they make up a year, I will not have a claim against you. So in this case, I told these guys, before you go into a machloikis, if he's got 20% or 30%, you got to work out your deal if it was done on Pitoyre, because the way it looks now, the deal was done with a Kibis Ktsuta de Reise, and you got to work that out before you go into the Chalukas HaShutfas.